Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov. Good strong to come. Shabbat Shalom. You know, seventh day here. We're at the first day. Shavua Tov. Yes, I on the N and the I right here. We're at the Sinai. Sinai Revelation. At the Sinai Revelation. Give I and I a moment, brothers and sisters, right here for the live stream to catch up with I and I. So yes, I. Revelation. Revelation reveals the truth. The revelation at Sinai. And the giving of HaTorah, what ones might call the Torah of Moses. Because if we listen carefully and study the Hebrew, we find that Abraham, he kept Yahuwah's Torotai, his Torahs, his direction instructions. But here, after coming from Mimitzrayim, Sematawi, Smaitawi, from the two lands, coming out from the two lands called the Egypts. But right here for the first day service, the Sunday service on the end and the Ira, let's ride up with the Psalm appointed, the evening psalm here for the first day of the seven of the set. Yes, sir.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your to gain, it will be over. cause the color of my skin. Now I go cheat because me want to win. Now see the crown and still no know the king. Now I see blessing and no know blessing. Cause if you lose your thing, there comes someone to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up. And we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose control, they'll send someone to run you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up.
Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his people. He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say who?
Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. Emperor of Ethiopia, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself, Light of the World.
This man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂምን
Hey. Discipleship Radio.
In the street, they call it.
መዝሙር 23 በቅንፍ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ונועה, בבית ביו שבבה, כי הוא על ימין יסדה, והנערות יכונניה, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוץ וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלה.
יש לנו את החירות לבחור, מזמור שחקנים, לא נשאר מאחור. בכוח ובהתמדה. כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה.
מזמור תפגנת, ודוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובא, כי הוא על ימים ישדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סל. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
Come with it! Oh, come into the area! Let's see that! Oh, we have to have fire, you
want? אני מרגיש על הסמן ואין בי פחד, כולם לשיר איתי ביחד. אני מרגיש על הסמן ואין בי פחד, כולם לשיר איתי ביחד.
כדי לנשום, אומר תודה לאל כשהוא קם וכשהולך לישון, מפרנס את המשפחה, דואג לחברים שדואגים להרים את הווליומים בספיקרים. הייתי שלוש סמן ישראלי, אסלי, לא מתעסק פה בחרטות ומדבר רק רסמי. אז מי איתי? תשימו יד אחת למעלה, איצ'י בן מספר אחד, אז יאללה.
אני הייתי שלוש סמן ואין בי פחד, כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד. אני הייתי שלוש סמן
שלי, לא לוחץ על ברקסים, דוגרי נטול שקרים או אינטרסים. שולח כבוד לאחים שהאמינו והשפיעו, בא מהשכונה הזו אף פעם לא שוכח מי הוא. מריץ את הדיבור בין הבניינים, יודע שיש אחד למעלה שמנהל את העניינים. נותן לכולם יחס שווה, חשוב תמיד לזכור, בקשר לדעת גזע מין, עדה או צבע עור. רואה כל החיים את כולם נלחמים נגד עצמם, אז תמיד דוגל באהבת חינם.
אני מרגיש שרה סמן ואין בי פחד, כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד. אני מרגיש שרה סמן ואין בי פחד, כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד.
בבל בלמודד, הלב דופק, הפלאפון רוטט, ברחובות משוטט מכיתה ט' לא מסתלבט ילד מבולבל ספק דיסלקט בזמן צבא חולם לפרוט בינתיים את הקרס בשביל הכסף מבין שגם צריך להתפנס
Shabash Araya
Sawapash Freedom for my people
Malak Shal Malak
Hey, y'all know it seems like a lunch Doing it for the people of the world
what? History proved them wrong The amount of wickedness they've done Trying to eradicate the nation With their guns and nuclear bombs As for the miseducation And the misinterpretation And the man-made destruction The people in deprivation
Freedom is the most for my people
Yeah
Freedom is the most to the evil
Babylon taking disadvantage I gotta give my people knowledge Not everyone been through college They're fighting to control for the drugs, guns and gold But I say from the days of old I gotta free my people's soul
Freedom is a must for my people
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the All Nation, Jabka Man, alongside Ninja Man, Venomine and One, Thunderbolt, Tantan, Gorgon, this is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing,
judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Chama.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when we look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Catch the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Tell the song, say the Lord, I'm a light and my salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a the dirt that fear I stand. And all the ground a sinking sand. Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Chapter man alongside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom.
Bad side leaders to pull up selector. We don't come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell all of them a must understand. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen this slang.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart a gut. Balls, fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them yaga balls. Fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart a gut. Balls, fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them yaga balls. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them contention.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every time
we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with every test. When it comes to fire, no ask about Ninja Man. When it come here, teach your nation. Teach your right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart and blood. Ball fire, fire by blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi. With them I see Babylon man take the earth under me.
With
the sound I come from east and west, and with the summer I come from north and south.
Right. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, Sheishi Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, 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 Exodus. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevir Yisrael, here for the Sheishi Aliyah, Sheishi Aliyah. for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19, here at verse 20 for the Sheshi, 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 Sheshi. Here, a note, it's the Shavi'i lit Sephardim. It's the Shavi'i, the seventh for the Sephardim, 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 Sephardim. Here at Exodus chapter 19, verse 20, and the Sheshi for Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim. Wayeredi Yehovah al har Sinai el rosh ha-har Wayikra Yehovah le Moshe el rosh ha-har Wayal Moshe. And Yehovah Jehovah came down upon Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai, on the top, the rosh, the ras of the mount. And Yehovah and Jehovah called Moshe to the top, the rosh, the ras of Ahar, of the mount. And Moshe went up, and Moses aliyat up, aliyat up, aliyat up. Vayeredi Yehovah al har Sinai illa rosh ha-har. And Yehovah came down, 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 down. Vayered Yehovah. And Jehovah descended, and Jehovah came down. Vayeredi Yehovah al har Sinai, upon har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. Il rosh ha har, 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 har. To the top of the mount, il rosh ha har, to the rosh, the ras, to the top of ha har, to the top of the mount. Vayikra Yahuwah lim Moshe illa rosh ha-har. And Jehovah called Moshe. Vayikra Yahuwah lim Moshe. And Jehovah called Moses il rosh ha-har, to the rosh, to the top, to the ras of ha-har, to the top of the mount, the mount, the mount. Vayal Moshe, and Moses went up. Vayal, and Moses ascended aliyad up. Vayal Moshe, and Moses aliyad ascended up, up. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, reida ha'aida ba'am penna yehersua el Yehovah lirota with nafala mimenu rav, 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 and Jehovah said to Moses, go down, charge ha'am, charge the arm, charge the people, lest they break through to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to gaze, to gaze, to gaze, to gaze, to gaze. And many of them, and many of them perish, 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 perish. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, to Moshe, raid, go down, descend, raid ha'aida ba'am, charge the people, go down, descend, charge the people, raid ha'aida ba'am, pen yeherzu el Yehovah lirot, lest they break through to Jehovah, to gaze. Pen yeherzu el Yehovah lirot, lest they break through to Jehovah, to see, to gaze. V'nafalu nafalu 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 mimenu rav 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 rav. And many of them, Rav, and many, many, many of them, many of them, many of them, perish, 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 with Nafal, Nafal, Mainu, Rav, Mainu, Rav, Mainu, Rav, Mainu, Rav, Mainu, Rav. Many of them, many of them, many of them, many of them, with Nafal, Mainu, Rav. And let the priests also, who come near to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, sanctify themselves, lest Yahuwah, lest Jehovah break forth upon them with Gam Ha Kohanim Ha Nigashima Eli Yehovah Yitak Adash Adashu 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 Yitak Adash Pen Yisrot Bahemi Yehovah. And let the priest also Adam HaKohanim. Let the priest also HaNikashim. That come near HaNikashim Adashu. Sanctify themselves. Yitak Adashu. 10. Yisrot Bahem Yahuwah. Let's break forth upon them. And Moses said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the people cannot alley up to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai. For thou, the eye, charges I and I, saying, set bounds about the mount, about Har, and sanctify it. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, aliyah up, thou, the eye, and Aaron with the eye. But let's make not the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. Why Yomer Moshe Li Yehovah, Lo Yukal Ha'am, La Elota El Hahar Sin, Ki Ata Ha Edota Banu Leimora, Ha Girela Eta Ha'ar, Wikia Tashito. And Moses said to Jehovah, Why Yomer Moshe Li Yehovah, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai. Lo yukal ha'am, la elota el har sinai. For the eye, discharge us. And I. Ki hata. Ki for hata, the eye. I male, the eye self. Ki hata ha edota banu lemor, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. Ha Gibel et Hahar wi dashto. And Jehovah said to him, Wayomer Layo Yahuwah, lech raid, go, get thee down, descend, lech raid, go, get thee down. With Alita Hata, with Aharon Imak, and thou, the eye, shalt come up, and the eye shalt ali up, the eye, and Aharon, and Aaron with thee, with the eye, lack raid, with Alita Hata, with Aharon Imak, with Ha Kohanim, with Ha'am, Al, yeah, Hersu. La ilota Eliyahua ten Yifram. But make not the priest with Ha Kohanim. Let not the Kohanim with Ha'am and the people and the arm and the people. Al Yal Hersu. Let them not break forth. With HaKohanim, with Ha'am, Al Yehersua, La Elota Elia, Hua, Pen, Yisram, Bam. But make not the priests and the people break through to come up to Aliyah up, La Elot Elia, Hua, to Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. 10. Yifrat Bam. So Moses went down to the people, to Ha'am, and spake to them. Vayered Moshe il Ha'am. Vayomer Eliham. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 20, redemption, third item, experience, self known through the revelation of Ha Elohim, through the revelation of the true Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, redemption. redemption. The third item, experience. Self-known.
Self-known.
Through the revelation of Ha Elohim's Holy Torah.
Holy Torah.
Through the revelation of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's holy set apart direction, instruction, teaching. Through the revelation of Elohim's Holy Torah. Compare, contrast Romans chapter 7, verse 7 to verse 24. Ha Torah, the law, the direction, the instruction. First item, the commandments. The fifth, or Mosaic covenant. Vaydaber Elohim, etikol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor, and Elohim spake all these devarim, these words, saying, Vaydaber Elohim, etikol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Mitzrayim Mi Beit Avadim. I be he who be who ye be, thy Elohim. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, who brought thee, I, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of the Ivadim, out of the house of bondage. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretz Mitzrayim Me Beit Ivadim. Lo Yihiyel Leka Elohim Achrim Al Panai. Thou, the I, shalt have no other Elohim before me, before I. Lo yihiyel leka Elohim achrim al panai. Lo ta iseh leka fesel v'kol temunah asher bashamayim miyim al wa asher ba'aret miyatachat wa asher bamayim miyatachata la'aret. Thou that I shalt not make to thee I any graven image or any likeness of anything that in heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that in the water under the earth. Lo Tisha tachwe lahem, with lo ta abadem. Lo, tisha tachwe lahem, with lo ta abadem. Kia noki Yahuwa Eloheka el kana pok eita evon. Avota ala banim ala shileshima wa ala ribaim lisa nehai lisa sonai. Now the I shalt not bow down, shalt not worship thyself to them, nor serve them. Lo tisha tachwe lahem. Thou shalt not bow down, thou shalt not serve, thou shalt not serve to them. Lo tisha tachwe lahem wa lo ata avadim. Ki anoki Yahuwa Eloheka el kana pokei da'evona avota ala banim. For I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim, a jealous Elohim. Ki anoki Yahuwa Eloheka el kana. El kana, a zealous kana. Kana ena el. Visiting, part 8. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers, upon the children to the third and fourth generation, of them that hate, of them that of them hate, that of them hate, that hate. Porque da eona avosa ala panim ala shileshim wa ala rivaim li sonai that hate to I, and shewing mercy to thousands of them that love me, that love I and keep I commandments. We ose chesed la lafim le o harei ula shomrei mitzvotai, and shewing mercy to thousands of them that love I and keep my commandments. Ve'ose chesed la'lafi le'oharai ula shomrei mitzvotai. Thou, that I shall not take the name of Yahuwah, Jehovah, the I Elohim, in vain. For Yahuwah Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Lo, tisa et Hashem Yahuwah Eloheka la shav ki lo lo na 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 ki lo yina keh Yahuwah. Eta shara yisa eta shemo la shalva 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 shalva. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh Jehovah thy Elohim in vain. Lo tisa eta shemi Yahweh Eloheka la shawa la shawa la shawa la shawa shawa shawa. Ki lo yinak eh Yahweh eta shara yisa eta shemo la shawa la shawa la shawa la shawa la shawa. For Yahweh Jehovah Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh Shemo, 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 that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, the Shabbat day, to keep it, keep it, Zakor et yom hashabbat likadisho. Remember. Zakor et yom hashabbat. Remember the day, the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day. Zakor et yom hashabbat likadisho. To keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Likadisho. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Sheshet hayamim ta'avoda with asita kol me'alaketeka kol me'alaketeka. 6 days shalt thou labor. Sheshet hayamim ta'avoda with asita kol me'alaketeka and do all kol me'alaketeka. To all that I walk, all that I work. But the seventh day, the Shabbat of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God. Thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that within thy gate. Yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat la Yahuwah Eloheka lo ta'ise kol me'laka ata u'avineka u'aviteka avadeka wa'amateka u'behemteka u'gareka Asher Bisha Areka. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Shabbat to Yahuwah Eloheka. In it thou the eye shall not do any manner of work. Thou the eye, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Avuyom, with Yom HaShavi'i Shabbat. And the day, the seventh, the Sabbath, Uyom HaShavi'i Shabbat, La Yahuwah Eloheka Tucha Hova T'ai Elohim, Lo Ta'ise, no work, Kola Melaka Ata, in it thou shalt not do any manner of work, Lo Ta'ise, Kola Melaka Ata, Uavineka, nor thy son U Vineka, or thy Bineka, thy son, Ua Viteka, or thy daughter, U Viteka, or thy daughter, Avdeka, nor thy manservant, Abdeka, Waimateka, nor thy maidservant, Waimateka, Ua Behemateka, nor thy cattle, Uvahemateka, with Garika, nor thy stranger, the Garika, Asher Bishareka, who is, that is, within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh Jehovah made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, and set it apart.
Set it apart.
Set it apart. Ki yesheta yamim asa Yahuwah eta hashemayim veeta hareta eta hayama veeta kol asher bam vayanach bayom hashavi'i al kein berak Yahuwah eta yom hashabbat. For in 6 days Jehovah made the heavens and the earth. Ki sheshet yamim asah Yahuwah eta hashamayim wa eta haaret, the sea, eta hayam, and all that in them is, with eta kol asher bam, and rested on the seventh day. Wayanach, Bayom HaShavi'i, and Yanach, Vayanach, and rested Bayom HaShavi'i. Al Kain, wherefore, Al Kain, therefore, Al Kain, Beraki Yahuwah, et Yom HaShabbat, wherefore Yahuwah Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day. Al Kain, Berak Yahuwah, et Yom HaShabbat, and hallowed it and set it apart. Like Adishehu, and Adishehu, and sanctified and set it apart. Like Adishehu, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah, that Yahuwah Jehovah, the I, thy Elohim, giveth thee. Kaveda etarika weta imeka litma'an ya erikuna ya meka Allah ha edamasher Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak. Anna Kaveh, Anna Kaveh, Etavika, Anna thy father, Kaveh Etavika, with Eta Imeka, and Imeka, and thy mother, Kaveh Etavika, with Eta Imeka, Lima Anna, Ya Erekun, Ya Erekun, Ya Meka, Al ha edama, that thy days may be long upon the edama, ha edama, upon the land asher Yahuwah noten lak, which Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth to thee. I, thou shalt not kill, lo tirzach, thou shalt not murder, lo, lo, tir, 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 lo, teen us, lo, teen us, thou, for I shall not commit adultery. Lo, lo, teen us, lo, tignob, thou shall not steal. Lo, lo, tignob, thou shall not steal. Lo, ta, inne, be, re, e, ka, aida, shater, thou, the I shall not be a false witness against thy neighbor. Lo, ta, inne, be, re, e, ka, aida, shater, shater, thou shall not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his man servant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything, nor anything, nor anything that thy neighbors, thy neighbors. Lo tachmoda beta re'eka, 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 re'eka. Lo tachmoda Aisheta re'eka, we avdo wa e amato, we shoro wa chemoro, we kol asher le re'eka.
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf. לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, here, here for the Shavi'i, for the Shabi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 20, here at verse 18. For the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shabi'i, for the seventh reading, Aliyah, up offering. We'll call Ha'am. Roim et ha kolot wa et ha lapidim wa et kol ha shofar with et ha har ashen wa yari ha am wa yanu u wa ya amdu me rahok. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet, the noise of the shofar,
and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar. We call Ha'am Roim et HaKolot, and all the people perceive. We call Ha'am Roim et HaKolot, and all the people perceived, all the people saw. We call Ha'am Roim, the thunderings et HaKolot, the HaKolot, the Kolot, the thunderings. With etaha lapidim, and the lightnings. With etaha lapidim, with etakolaha shofar, and the voice of the shofar. With etakolaha shofar, and the voice of the horn, the voice of the ram's horn. With etahahara ashem, and the mountain. With et hahar, and the har, the mountain, ashen, the mountain, smoking. Vayari ha'am, and the people saw. Vayari ha'am, and the people saw. Vayanu'u, they trembled, and they tremble. Vayanu'u, and they tremble. Vaya amdu me rahok, and stood. Vaya amdu, and stood me rahok, and stood me from rahok. Vaya amdu me rahok, and stood afar off. And they said to Moshe, speak thou the I with us, with I and I will hear, but let not Elohim speak with us, with I and I, lest we, I and I, die. Vayomru ella Moshe, daber ata, imanu, we nishama, we ala yidabera, imanu Elohim, pena namut. And they said to Moshe, vayomru il Moshe, daber ata. Speak the I, daber ata, imanu, with us, with I and I, imanu, daber ata, imanu, ve nishma'a, and I and I will hear, ve nishma'a, and I and I will shama'a, I and I will hear, ve nishma'a, with Allah yidabera imanu Elohim, but let not Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, speak imanu with us, with I and I. With Allah yidabera imanu Elohim, pena namut, lest I and I die, pena namut. And Moses said to Ha'am, to the people, fear not, for Elohim, the true good, the true God. Fear not, for Ha Elohim, the Elohim, is come to prove you, that his fear, his reverence, his respect may be before your faces, in your presence, your perception, that y'all sin not. Vayomer Moshe el Ha'am, ala tirau. Ki lit ba ebura nasota etkem ba ha Elohim ua ba ebura tihiyeh yira ato ala penekem le bilti te chayau. And Moses, Moshe said to the people, said to Ha'am, Vayomer Moshe il Ha'am. Al tirau, fear y'all not, kia le ba evora nasota etekem, ba heha Elohim, fear not, for Elohim is come, ba ha Elohim, for Elohim is come to prove, to prove you, to prove you all. Ki la va evora nasota etchem ba ha Elohim uwa va evora tihiye yira ato that his fear, his reverence may be before you all, may be in your perception. Ua va evor sihye yirato al pnehem, that his yirato, his reverence, his respect, al pnehem, pnechem, may be pnechem, in your perception, in your faces, in your presences. Levilti te chetau, that y'all sin not, that y'all don't act up. Al tirau ki ala vavura nasota etchem ba ha Elohim uva vavura tihye yirato ala pnechem. Levilti te chetau. And the people, Ha'am, stood afar off, and Moses drew near to the thick, the thick darkness. And Moses drew near to the thick darkness where Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God. Waya emoda Ha'am, me rachok aum Moshe, nigasha illa ha'erapfel, asher sham Ha'Elohim. And the people stood afar off. Wayaemod ha'am me rachok, and the people stood me rachok, afar off. Moshe nigash el ha'iravel, and Moses drew near to the iravel. Nigash el ha'iravel, to the thick darkness, asher sham, where there, Ha'Elohim, where Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God. And here for the Maftir, Le Ashkenazim, the Maftir here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 20 here at verse 22, for the Maftir, Le Ashkenazim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe thus, like this, thou shalt say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, sons of Yisrael, ye, y'all, have seen that I have talked with y'all from heaven. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, koh tomar, illa Bnei Yisrael, atem re'item aki yamina ha'shemayim di-bar-ti, ki, min ha shamayim di-bar-ti, imakem. And Jehovah said to Moshe, Wayomariya Yahuwah illa Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, thus like this shalt thou say, like this the I shalt say, koh tomar, to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, il Bnei Yisrael. Atem, y'all, you all, atem, re'item, you all, y'all have seen. Atem, re'item, have seen. Ki, how, min ha'shamayim, how from the heavens. Ki, min ha'shamayim, dibarti, I have talked, imakem, with you all, with y'all. Y'all, ye all, shall not make with me, with I, gods, Elohim of silver, neither neither shall ye all make to you, to y'all, Elohim, gods of gold. And here, the Maftir, Le Sephardim, the Maftir reading for this Shabbat, Yitro, Sabbath, Jethro. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 20, here at verse 24, for the Maftir, Le Sephardim, for the Sephardim. Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. An altar of earth thou the eye shall make to me to I, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come to thee, and I will bless thee, and I will bless the eye. Mizbach Edam ta'iseli Wia za vachita Alayua etza oloteka With esta shelameka Etta tzoneka We etta bekareka Bekolaha makom asher azkir Etta shmi Aboa eleka Ua veraketika An altar of earth Mizabach Edam, an altar of earth, vows I shall make to me, to I. Mizabach, Edam, Ta'iseli, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings. With Zabachita, Alayoa eta oloteka, and thy peace offerings. With eta shalameka, thy sheep, eta soneka, and thine oxen, we'eta bekareka. In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned. Bekola hamakom asher azkir eta shmi, I will come avoa. Aboa eleka to the eye, eleka, aboa eleka, I will come to the eye, man. O veraketika, and bless the eye. O veraketika, and bless the eye. And if thou the eye wilt make me, make I, an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou the eye lift up thy tool, Upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps to mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. And here, fulfills the Torah, the Aliyot, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro from HaTorah. Kavur le Alu, Kavur Dimtu, Kavur Hailu, glory be to the Word, glory be to the Son, glory be to the Power. Kavur le Abinu, le Melkeinu, glory be to I, my Father, I, my King. Kavur le Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the First Power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notein ha-Torah She'na.
You pray, Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan. የኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው
On this occasion I address also all those within our empire Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop?
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does...
Book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 to chapter 7, verse 6, and chapter 9, verses 5 and 6.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Yahweh Baruch Hu sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, 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 Kadus, 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 is Yahweh Zebaoth, is Yahweh of hosts, Baruch Hu. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, and the goose, Yahweh Zebaoth, Baruch Hu. Then flew one of the seraphims to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of Yahweh Baruch Hu, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Yahweh Baruch Hu, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted, without inhabited, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And Yahweh have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten, as a teal tree, and as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Chapter 7. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, the king of Yehuda, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Ramaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of Dawid, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And his heart was moved in the heart of his people, as the trees of wood are moved with the wind. Then said Yahweh to Uzziah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shariashub thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. And say to him, Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands. For the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria and of the son of Ramaliah. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Ramaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, Let us go up against Yehuda and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabaal. Amen. Chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor of the Mighty El, of the Everlasting Ab Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Glory to him, words, sound, and power. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hayu, kebole ketamawi hali salas in the goose against Ethiopia. Bestem getachi minahana tachi Yeshua. Amen. Shalom.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor.
The Prince of Peace, coming from the East. The Prince of Peace, coming from the East.
the lion, written in the book of life, from the beginning. Jah love is the gates of Zion, more than all the dwelling place of Jacob. Though we are sinners, who can see the city of God? Though we are sinners, who can see all the Most High of Jireh? Jireh is Most High, Most High, Jireh. And Jah is the lion, the lion. Ooh, well, alright.
Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there, Selah.
Excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Wow. Wow.
I'm grateful, the sun shines for us, and your heart lifts up his eyes and up. Greatness in all things.
Jah
is the mightiest, none is mightier than Jah. Jah is the greatest, none is greater than Jah. Cannot be conquered, cannot be anchored.
Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
Selah. Zion of Judah shall break every chain.
For the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai. Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 17, Yitro, Jethro. From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, verse 5-20. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. Yeshua heals the centurion servant. Jesus heals the centurion servant. Verse 5. 6-7. Hey, wow, Zayin. Vayehi kabau el kaparnachum. Vayegash alayu. Sarmea echad. Vayitchanoin lo lemur. Adoni hine naari nafal limishkab bebeiti. Wehul neke abarim unewe ad meod. Why omer Yeshua alayu aboa ur fatiyu. And when Yeshua and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Adoni, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yeshua said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Adoni, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. And to another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Yeshua heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yeshua said to the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Yeshua heals Peter's wife's mother. And when Yeshua was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered to them. When the even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, when Yeshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. Professed disciples tested. And a certain scribe came
and said to him, Rabbi, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Yeshua saith to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Kabrulakalu, Kabruladimtu, Kabrulakhailu, Kabrulakedamawi, Khaile Selassie, but Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Sos Enya, Be Lete Hud, Yemibal.
Said on Sundays, the first day.
Sidk Enya Sarah. Senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wode ekaziavi herram lukota yegeba. Commitmentana yleyena yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara. Senvetin yakabram sohulu sadikno.
Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the Sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath. The Senvet.
Blessed is Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Shabua Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
God bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day, today.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
All right, let's speak a little bit on the
saying, why daver Elohim et kol hadevarim ha'ele leimor. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka asher hotzeitika me eretz amitzrayim mibeita evadim. I, Anoki, I be he who be who ye be, thy Elohim. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, who brought thee, I, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of the Ivadim, out of the house of bondage. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, asher hotzeitika, me eretz Mitzrayim, me beita Ivadim.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor yet yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve're'acha ed shaker. Lo tachmod bet re'echa.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Torah portion that is called Yitro or Yotor. In the Royal Amharic, Yotor, in English, Jethro, Hebraically, Yitro, Yitro. What is in the name Yitro? So let's take note, Chaberim, take note. Let's look up, what is the meaning of the name? What's the Hebrew meaning of the name? Jethro, right? And why Jethro here is named as the central theme of the Torah reading and feeding after, right after the Exodus and after the Song of the Sea and after the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, are out of Egypt. We have Moses' father-in-law hearing. The key word is that he heard. Now, scripts say that faith, the true faith, the yea and amen, the true admittance in the truth, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah. So Yitro, Yotor, Jethro, he heard, right, what Yahweh, Jehovah had done for the sons of Israel, for the children of Israel. And he came forward, he came forward. So Moses' father-in-law, the priest, let's note this as well, he is the priest, right, the Kohen, right, of Midian, the Kohen, the priest of Midian. Now, let's also take note that Midian is linked with Abraham. We have Midian linked with Abraham. Abraham had, according to the scripture, a third wife, right, Keturah, and he had, according to the scripture, six sons, and one of them is linked with Midian. Is this why scripture refers to him as a priest, the same one that Moshe, he spent 40 years with, right, in the wilderness, whom he married Jethro, Yitro's daughter, Zipporah, right, which means little bird. Zippor is like a bird, a little bird, like a, what do you call it, like a swallow, you know, like one of those little birds. And Zipporah is the feminine form, a little bird here. So he marries Jethro's daughter, spends 40 years after fleeing out of Mitzrayim, after the incident, you know, the snitching also that occurred. You know, interesting how these modern themes, Chaberim, also are reflected in the ancient scripts. You know, where Moses, he saw one of the Mitzri, one of the Egyptians, you know, abusing one of his brethren, right? He looked this way, he looked that way, and he snuffed or killed or deaded on, made the Mitzri, the Egyptian, take a dirt nap. Then the next day he comes out to see his brothers, right, the Hebrews, and the one that did the wrong, you recall, was it the one that did the wrong? There was two Hebrews, and they were going back and forth, and one of them who did the wrong, Moses sought to be the peacemaker. He came out, sought to be a peacemaker, right? Then he had seen one of them, you know, doing something to, you know, one of the Egyptians doing something to his, abusing one of the Hebrews, and he slew that particular Egyptian. So even here, was it murder? Was it manslaughter? Definitely was a killing. Definitely someone died. Definitely his brothers reacted in a way that he did not think they would react. They wanted to tell or snitch on him, and then Moses left. And this is how he links with Jethro. Now, Jethro, when we look over the scripts, he has a few different names or titles. So we have to discern whether these names are really names. Reuel, he's known as Reuel, you know. Also the name Hobab, who is Hobab. We also have the name here, Jethro. But here's the key, that Jethro was the first, when we look over the narrative, he's the first one, right, to bless Jehovah. And just let that sink in for a moment. Now, even though we had the Song of the Sea, we had the Isis, the chants, Az, Yashir, Moshe, and Moses sang, right? And Moses sang that song, and Miriam and the daughters, they also sang that song, the Song of the Sea, rejoicing, giving thanks and praise for victory and for deliverance. And then after they're going through the wilderness, making tracks, the word, the news, right, the good news, right, is newsing around. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, he hears and he comes forward. He comes forward with Moses, his wife, and his youths, right? And he comes forward and he does something very, very significant. And what is that? That he blesses. And then in the reasoning on this, we just did a little bit of search. You know, I said, okay, he blesses. Well, how many people bless? So we looked up the key word, Baruch. Baruch. When we looked up Baruch, according to our account in the Hebrew, Jethro, Yitro, is the ninth person to bless, right? In particular, to bless Jah. He's the ninth, we can say, blesser from Bereshit, from Genesis, and here to the second book of HaTorah, the second book of the Torah, here to Exodus. So let's zoom in on that a little bit more. He's the first one to do something a little bit, something like this, to Baruch Adonai Jah Rastafari. He's the first to Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Adonai. So it's Jethro, out of 600,000 sons of Yisrael, after all that they had seen and witnessed. Remember, Jethro, he didn't see this or witness. It says that, not that he saw what Jehovah had done, right, on behalf of the children of Israel and what he had done to Mitzrayim. No, it says that he heard. Let's bring out that word, that faith. The true emunah, the true yea and amen comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word. And faith without works is dead. So that faith, right, the work of hearing, remind me of the previous Torah reading and feeding in the New Covenant reading. I think it was I, Wendon Ross, it was Iason that read the New Testament reading. I got to bring that up again. I think it's John chapter 6. Right, and they asked about what work, right, that they needed to do. They asked the Moshiach Yeshua, right, and he said that work of the to believe, right, that's a work right there. So blessed are they, yes, I, who bless he who be who he be.
I see.
Classic Cornell Campbell. Blessed are they that keep the commandments. Blessed are they. Now, the blesser here is Yitro. Yitro is the first to bless Jehovah after hearing the good news and hearing what Jehovah had done for the Bnei Yisrael. Here we have the priests of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, out of 600,000, especially the sons of Mandan, who had witnessed what had occurred, what Jah had done, right, in the deliverance of Yisrael. He is the first to bless Jehovah right here for this 17th Torah portion, this reading and feeding for this Shabua, right here. Rastafari. And here for this Shabuah, here we're at the second day of the Shabuah, the strong, the weak, right here. We have the first and the second Aliyot Tishir right here. Here the first words, Shema Yisrael.
Exodus chapter 18. Here for the Hebrew first words for this Torah portion.
So here, give a first ear to the metaphysical implications of Egypt, Mitzrayim in the Hebrew, Mitzrayim, Egypt, the Coptic land from the Hebrew, Mitzrayim, which means shut in, restraint, misery, tribulation, distress, Mitzrayim. Here, give ear. Egypt, a country in the northeast of Africa, the continent which is called today, according to the legal fiction, Africa. Ancient times we have Tobia and Ethiopia, but this country, the ancient Egypt point of reference here, the metaphysical implications of Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Egypt or Kemet, if you please. Egypt, country in the northeast of Africa, where the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, were held in bondage for many years. Now, Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, to the end of Exodus chapter 14. So here, a particular context of study concerning Mitzrayim, concerning Egypt, the Coptic, kept, right, the Coptic land, Kept-Ptah, Egypt. We have Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, to the end of Exodus chapter 14. Yeshua, ha Mashiach, Yeshua was taken into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, when a babe, to save him from Herod. We have this in the gospel according to Matthew, according to Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Metaphysically speaking, Egypt, a.k.a. Mitzrayim, it's the realm of substance and life in the depths of the body consciousness. To the unregenerate soul, the unregenerate nephesh, the unregenerate psyche, suke, it is the land of darkness and mystery. Yet it is essential to the perpetuation of the body. Egypt, Mitzrayim, to the unregenerate soul, the soul that has not been regenerated, reborn, the psyche that has not been reborn. Egypt, Mitzrayim, or Kemet, if you please, is the land of darkness and mystery, yet it is essential to the perpetuation of the body. Egypt, Mitzrayim, it signifies the darkness of ignorance, of not knowing, of obscurity. It has a special significance in the body consciousness. And we often think of it, or many think of it, as referring to the subjective or the subconscious mind. In reference, referring to the subjective, Mitzrayim, Egypt, to the subjective, Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, to the subconscious mind.
We also refer to Egypt, Mitzrayim, as the flesh consciousness, sense consciousness, or material consciousness. This hidden realm within our organism is in an Egyptian or Mitzrayim or an obscured state to most of us, to most ones. Yet, it is a great kingdom, and its king, its Melech, is Paro, the great house, Peron, the great On, Heliopolis, ruler of the sun, where we get the true meaning of the Peron, Theron, the house of Heliopolis, the great house, the house of On, Peron, ruler of the sun, or that brain and nerve center, which our physiologists have correctly named the solar plexus. They tell us that this is the brain of the body and that it directs the circulation, digestion, assimilation, and so forth. Students of mind have discovered that the solar plexus is but the organ through which a ruling thought acts, and this ruling thought, tahut, thought, is typified by Faro, by Per-O, Per-On, Fer-On, he of the hard heart, who would not let my people go. However, we should not forget that it is down in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayima, down in Egypt, Gubit, and Kemet, that I find the grain, or the substance required to sustain the man, to sustain Ha-Adam, to sustain Adam. Many workers in truth think that it is useless to go into this obscure kingdom within each man. They are not willing that Joseph shall spend a part of his time, his Iowa, down in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, making ready the storehouses and filling them with the vitality, the Eitan, the vitality that will be needed when the outer man has exhausted his resources. These will find that they cannot have that joyous reunion of mind and body with all its brothers or faculties as set forth in Genesis chapter 42 to Genesis chapter 46, unless they are willing to let the higher thought, Tahut, go consciously down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, and rule there, second to King Pharaoh, to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim himself. Physically, physically, Egypt, Mitzrayim, it typifies in type that part of the body below the diaphragm. The various plagues brought upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, by Yahweh Jehovah through Moshe, are symbolical representations of what occurs in this part of the organism when the presiding intelligence, Paro, Faro, opposes the influx of the higher life, of the higher liberty. Now, parallels to the bloody waters, frogs, lice, flies, murrain, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn may all be found in the various diseases, the various diseases of bowels, kidneys, and other organs of the body as named by the doctors. A very large number of these ills result from mental resistance to spiritual consciousness, which is working widely in humanity. The spiritual man, the true ego, the true I am, is the only rightful heir to the divine, the divine inheritance, spiritual consciousness. We as individuals, as indivisible duals, must awake from the dream of mortality. Leave Mitzrayim, leave Egypt, leave Kemet, the flesh consciousness, forever. Cross the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, the Etarat Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, which is the boundary line where we, I and I, sacrifice every tie that binds us, that binds I and I to the past.
Thence they go through the midbar, the wilderness, which represents a transitory state, through the waters of the Yarden, of the Jordan, representing the boundary line between the transitional and the permanent, and plant our feet on Canaan land, on the Canaanu land, and our inheritance. Once there, we have 31 kings. We have 31 kings represented by the usurping thought forces to conquer. Once they are in the Canaanu, the Canaan land, we have 31 kings usurping thought forces to conquer before we can peaceably settle down in our inheritance. But Moshiach, HaMoshiach, Christos Christ, the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Tzavaot, he meets Aina, he meets us, is revealed to conscious thought on Canaan's, on Canaan's shore, and directs our battles, directing Aina's battles. Truth becomes an active, irresistible power. When the spiritual man awakens and finds that he is the possessor of the divine germ, the divine germ, which is the word of truth, he begins at once to make use of it. The result is an influx, an influx of light, an inflow of illumination. Mortality, which is synonymous with darkness, begins to fade away, to fade from his conscious thought. As this light, this illumination increases, mortality decreases until, as Paulos, as the great apostle Paul says, mortality is swallowed up in immortality, quote, death is swallowed up in victory, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 53 and 54. Egypt, what and where is it? Is it? Is it? Is it? Is it?
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
And nor the old son that knew what his younger son had done. And he that cursed be Canaan, blessed be Shem.
Now the Israeli and the Arab man fighting for Canaan land, according to the book I read. Canaan is from Amphib. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the L? Canaan portion. Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said the Arab and Israeli. Two brothers fighting. Control the land, the land, the land, the land of Canaan. Esau, Esau, yes, Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check the facts and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery, disappeared from the pages of time. Because of his father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man, both fighting in a foreign land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey, now drenched with blood and body. Kings here, kings here. Leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of great kings. Tears and sorrow today she brings, and now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor,
the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time, but some things must be left behind. Fight you must for this piece of land, but remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. Now listen this, I tell you true, that the King of Kings have been shown to you. The King of Israel have been revealed. To open the book and to lose the seal. The throne of David shall ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan.
Behold, the day comes, says the Lord, that they shall no more say the Lord liveth, which brought out the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiop? Children of the Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shalom, chaverim. Shalom. So here for this 17th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have Jethro in the English, Yitro from the Hebrew, Yotor in the Ethiopic. So here we have Jethro. Jethro here for this 17th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Jethro. So this Torah portion is named after a personal person, we can say. There's a few Torah readings and feedings that are named after an individual. Now, this is quite rare in our Torah reading and feedings, but whenever it does occur, there is significance that needs to be received and recognized. Why? The question is, why is this Torah reading and feeding here picking up with the 18th chapter, right, of the second book of Moshe here at the 17th Torah reading and feeding that is called Jethro? Now, in the Hebrew, we say Yitro for the name Yitro. Ethiopically, we have it as Yotor. Now, what's interesting about the name and the word, the Hebrew word, Yeter, getting to the root Yeter, Yeter, get to the root Yeter. Yeter, as a root word, can have different forms, depends on its construction, what we call in the Hebrew the Binyanim. Not Binyamin, Benjamin, but the Binyanim. Depends on the build, also depends on the diktuk, you know, the grammar. What are we seeking to say? So here we're going to zoom in on the metaphysics of the name, Jethro, in the Hebrew, Yitro, Yitro, Ethiopically speaking, Yotor. What is Yotor? Right now, first of all, we get to the very root. Again, it's the root of the name. We have the Yod, right, the Tau, and the Resh, the Hebrew, the Y, the T, and the R at the very root. So here for the metaphysics, here for this 17th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong on Yitro. Now here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we have Jesser. We have the names Jesser, which is related to Jethro, and we have Jetur. So one is Jether, J-E-T-H-E-R, The next is Jethro. Here for this 17th sabbatical study, Shabbat Jethro, Sabbath Jethro, Shabbat Yitro, Senbet Yotor, Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, and then we also have within the scriptures names of other persons coming from the same root as Jethro. We have Jetur, J-E-T-U-R. We have J-E-T-U-R. Now, in the English, the J-E-T-U-R, it seems to be related, you know, when reading the English. But here we're just going to seek to check right here. Just give me one moment right here, just to check right here. Because in the Hebrew, we have, for example, two A sounds, right? There are different S sounds. There's a hard, you know, we say a hard, more emphatic T sound. There is a soft, there's a tau, right? And there's a tate, tau and tate, right? Or some might say tav and tet, right? But there's tau and tate. So that means that in the English, they would seem similar. From the English perspective, it would seem similar, but not the same. So here, looking up, okay, so we can eliminate, let's eliminate the last and focus on these two here. Jetur is actually Yitur. So it's Yod, Tate, Wow, and Resh, or the root Yod, Tate, Resh. Here for Jethro, we have Yod, Tau, Yod, Tav, Yod, Tau, and Resh. So just make that distinction right there. Some sounds in English, when we say a T sound, it could be the soft T sound, the tau, or it could be the tate. Tate has a tate sound. So yet or is a different name. We can eliminate that name right there when you look in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. There's two names here. There is Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, and this is related to J-E-T-H-U-R. T-H-E-R. So J-E-T-H-R-O is related in the root to J-E-T-E-R, not to J-E-T-U-R. That name there, Hebraically, is a different name. It may seem similar in English, because both of them have jet, you know, jetur. But that's actually yitur. Here we have yitro, and yeter. It's a soft T sound, it's a tau, it's not a tate, more emphatic. So here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, beginning off with Jether in the English, J-E-T-H-E-R, Yeter. Hebraically defined as to have a surplus. Now what's interesting, looking at this Hebraically, let's look at this Hebraically right here. When we go to the Hebrew and we look at the name Yeter means remainder in Hebrew. Yeter. So here the Hebrew meaning to have surplus, left over, redundant, abundant, preeminent, excellent, remainder, remnant, i.e. in S, that's to say, saying remnant, excess, left over. So what's in the name? Right? What's in the name? Yitro, right? Hebraically, be'ivrit from the Hebrew or the Yehudit comes from the yeter. At that root, yeter, to have surplus, left over, redundant, abundant, preeminent, excellent, remainder, remnant, i.e., in S, that is to say, excess left over, because in the Hebrew, yeter means more. So yeter in the Hebrew is also not just a name in yitro, but it's also a part of Hebrew speech, and it means more, or in a sense like to be better or having more. Like we have more excess, remainder, abundance, in a sense like rest, but rest in a sense like surplus. So when looking at the links here, just looking up even in the modern Hebrew usage, like the ancient Hebrew use, this word has a sense of more, right? They're bringing out the sense of more or excess, remainder, abundance, surplus. Also in a certain sense, rope, cord, rein, right? Hypotenuse in mathematics. We say the yeter is the hypotenuse. But as a prefix, yeter can have the sense of over, something being hyper, something being like super. Like when we say over such and such, or hyper such and such, or super such and such, or ultra such and such, can be related to yeter in the Hebrew. So who was yeter? Yeter is at the root of yitro. So looking up in the KJV in a translation, you'll find a name, J-E-T-H-E-R. This is linked to J-E-T-H-R-O. Here in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the 17th sabbatical, we have Shabbat Yitro, Senvet Yotor. We also have the Yotor root of it as well within the Binyanim, the Hebrew construction. But here, Jether. Who is Jether? From the phi cycle to the meta phi cycle, the metaphysical, from the basic, the peshat, the plane, right? Father-in-law, Chotain, of Moshe. Moses' father-in-law, his Chotain, Chotino. He's called Yitro. He's called Yitro or Jethro in the text. And in the marginal notes in some Bibles, he's called Yeter. Yeter or Jether in the margin in Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. We have a second Yeter, and he was the eldest son of Gideon in Judges, in Shoftim, Judges chapter 8, verse 20. Then we have a third Yeter in the scriptures. He is called, quote, the Ishmaelite, end quote, father of Amasa, in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 17. Then we have a fourth Yeter in the scriptures. He was son of Yada or Jada of the tribe of Yehuda or Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 32. And here we have a fifth, right, Yeter in the scripture, a son of Ezra, a Judahite, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 17. Now, in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel 17:25, Amasa's father is called Ithra, I-T-H-R-A, Yitra, or Ithra. He's called Ithra. So that's the basic phi cycle, because you can't get to the meta-phi cycle without having that groundation, right? And the groundation is the phi cycle, the earthly type before the heavenly type. We could say the natural type, so to speak, for the supernatural type. So first, the plain meaning, like the Moshiach, Yeshua said, if I, you know, show you earthly, for, you know, show you earthly things, right? So he shoot earthly things so we can see the metaphysical of the heavenly, the higher things. So here the metaphysics, right? The metaphysics of Yeter. For the significance of Yeter or Jether, the Ishmaelite, the father of Amasa, see and refer in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary to Ithra, I-T-T-H-R-A. So the English spells it as I-T-H-R-A, but knowing the Hebrew, that would be like Yitra. Also building on the Hebrew Binyanim, the Binyanim, not the Binyamin, not Yamin, but Yanin, talking about building. Right, or for binyan, building, right, in the construction, Hebraically speaking. So it says here, for the significance of Jether, the Ishmaelite, the father of Amasa, see Ithra. For the significance of Jether, priest of Midian, and father-in-law of Moshe, of Moses, see Jethro, Yitro. The other men by this name also represent exalted thoughts in consciousness, higher heights, as the Ayinai Rastafari say, higher heights, exalted thoughts in consciousness. Thus, the meaning at the Hebrew root, preeminent, yeter, right? Excellent, yeter, and thoughts of abundance, yeter, of abundance, to have a surplus, yeter, to be redundant, yeter, right? To be redundant. So, that is the Yeter, the Jether name, and that's related to Yitro, because in the margin of some Bibles concerning the father-in-law of Moshe, who is called Jethro, Yitro, in the text, Jesser Yeter is using the margin concerning Shemot or Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. Now here, forward to Yitro. For this Shabbat Yitro, this Sabbath Jethro, Senvet Yotor. So what is in the name Hebraically, Be'ibrayist, you know, and Be'ibrit in the Hebrew, in the Yehudit, Yitro, Yitro, Yitro. His abundance. So now in the form of Yeter abundance, Yitro, his abundance. So here's some of the construction. Paying attention, you can see some of the basics of the Hebrew construction and see the pattern. Yeter at the root, Yitro, his abundance, Yitro, his superiority, Yitro, his preeminence, his excellence, Yitro. Also, Yotor, right, or Yitro, coming from Yeter. Yeter also means rope, right? So there's a few words for rope, right? There is chaval or chaval. There is avot, right? Avot, avot. And there's also yeter, yeter, used for rope, also cord, right? So yeter also means rope, cord, and rein. As we also mentioned, mathematically speaking, from a Hebrew perspective, to refer to in mathematics what is called a hypotenuse, also we refer to that as the yeter. So in the sense of yitro, his cords. So I'm speaking of his cords, his ropes, his reins. We're speaking, i.e., in S, of the nerves and the tendons. So I'm speaking of nerves and tendons, his cords, Yitro. So who was Yitro? He was priest, he was a Hebrew priest. I want to emphasize that there because some of the other Yehudi, the other Jews, because Median and the Ethiopic and the Ethiopian relationship in the narrative here, even Moshe's Ethiopian wife, not getting into the detail, but there's a link with the Medianite and the Ethiopian idea from the scripture. And some of the latter-day Jews, especially some of the Ashkenazi and European white Jews, they like to add this, say, he was a pagan priest. We strike that, fireburn that. He was a pagan priest. He was of another nation, of the Midianite nation, but the Midianites are linked to Abraham, scripturally, biblically, because Abraham's third wife was Keturah. They had six sons, and one of them is Midian. And it's interesting, because Moshe, he buck up upon Yitro, after he buck up upon his daughters, you know, he met, you know, Yitro, right, because of the daughters, and he's called in the narrative priest of Midian. And Moses spends 40 years out there, and while he's tending the sheep, the flock of his father-in-law, Chotino, Yitro, right, is where we get the revelation of HaMalach, right, in the bush, right, the revelation in Hasaneh, right, the revelation in Hasaneh. In the bush, in the burning bush revelation, right? And also here, after everything that the 600,000 men of Israel, plus the hundreds of thousands of women and children and all the mixed multitudes saw, we have Yitro, the priest, the Kohen, Midian, being the first to say Baruch Yahuwah, to bless Jehovah. Right? This is very, very significant. So we will not regard him as a pagan, this latter-day Romanist, Vaticanian, papal. This is a papal, pagan is a papal term. In other words, pagan in its true orientation in this world means that if you're not under the Pope, then you're a pagan. That's how they view it in this world, in this times of the Gentiles. So strike that word. It doesn't appear in the King James Bible. The context is totally off with it. Pagan basically means one who dwells in the countryside, as urban means one who dwells in the city. So you can have an Israelite that's Torah observant who's in the countryside. You can have an Israelite that's Torah observant who's in the city. So that terminology is garbage. So Yitro, Jethro, is a priest. He's a Hebrew priest of Midian. And we can bring this out from the relation to Moshe and the relation here in the text and what he does right here in this Shabbat Yitro. Yitro, Jethro, priest of Midian, Chotein of Moshe, father-in-law, Choten of Moses. We know this from Exodus, from Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. He is called Yeter, he's referred to as Yeter in the margin of Exodus 4 and 18, and this is because in the Hebrew, Yitro, right, etymologically comes from the root Yeter, right, also referred to Exodus here. So compare Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 with Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 to 12, where we're at right here for this Shabbat Yitro, Senbet Yotor, right, for Sabbath Jethro. So that's the basic phi cycle, the basic groundation. Now here to the meta phi cycle, the metaphysical. Jethro, Yitro, what does it mean? Chabarim Shali, Shalan, what does this mean? Yitro. Jethro means his excellence, his Yeter, Yitro, his excellence, his superiority, his abundance. What does Midian mean? Midian means judgment. As we say, Kol Medina. Medina, and when we hear Medina and Midian, is etymologically related in the Afro-Semitic. But Midian, in this context here, means judgment. And Horeb means solitude. Horeb. Where was the mount? We have Sinai on this side, and then we have Horeb, right, on that side. So Sinai, right, Hasaneh, Sinai, and Horeb is related. So Horeb means solitude. Yitro, his abundance, his excellence, his superiority. Midian, judgment, and Horeb, solitude. So the metaphysical, metaphy cycle, the higher targum or turgum interpretation of Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, is that we, I and I, have to go into the solitude, the Horeb of the inner, the Horeb of the inner, and lead our flock, the flock of thoughts, to the back of the Midbar, the back of the wilderness, where dwells the Exalted One, Yahuwah Echad, Ahadu Amlak, the Divine, the Ivine, I Am, the Ehyeh, the one who says, I am. He who be, we be, who says, Ehyeh, the Ivine, I am. The Ivine, we could say, the Ivine ego, right? Whose kingdom, right, whose mamlekot, malkut, right, we say the malkut, whose kingdom is good judgment. So the I am, he who be, who he be, the exalted one, Yahuwah Echad, the one, Ahadu, the Ivine, Ehyeh, right, whose kingdom is good judgment, whose Mengis, in the Amharic we say Mengis, in the Hebrew, Malkut, his Malkut, Malkuto, is good judgment. There, we, I and I, are in training, as Moshe, as Moses, was in training for 40 years, or either 40 years, or either or, whichever one comes first, the 40 years, or until we arrive, until I and I arrive at a four-sided or balanced state of mind. So here we're pointing, here's where the link with the true cross and the finding of the true cross, as well as the plus sign, the vertical horizontal relationship, the Tau we have in the Hebrew, the Tau, right? And also in this Torah reading and feeding, the giving, right, of the Esaret HaDibarim, right? The giving of the ten words right here, and the link with the four-sided. The four-sided is the true cross. The four-sided or the balance, the four-sided or balance state of mind. This is the connection right here with Yitro right here, with Jethro. Now let's note as well that there's other names associated with Yitro, with Jethro, namely Reuel is associated, and also Hobab is also associated with Yitro. Now, one of the names of Jethro is Reuel.
This is how you first introduce Reuel. But now we have Hobab. Some confuse or confound Hobab, you know, and even we had to do our study to say, well, is Hobab actually Yitro, Jethro? It seems like he's related to Jethro, but what it really is that Hobab seems to be the brother-in-law, right, the brother-in-law of Moshe. So we have the brother-in-law, but he comes up in Numbers, right, in the fourth book here. We're still in the second book here, and here we're in the Torah reading and feeding, Vayishma, right, Yitro, and Jethro heard, because faith, the true emuna, true imnet, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Dibrei Elohim. He heard that word, he heard that good news. And out of over 600,000 sons, B'nai Yisrael, he is the first, right, to bless he who be who he be, Baruch Yahuwah. Right? He said, Baruch, blessed be, as we say even to this day, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. And this is the root of this, even in the Amidah and even in the Torah observant and faithful Yehudi and the high Yehudim practice of our faith and liberty. But here we have the priest of Midian, the father-in-law, father in Torah, right? Father-in-law of Moshe, right? Coming forward, right? After hearing the good news of the Exodus to bless he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch, blessed be he who be who he be, and to sacrifice to him in the presence of the elders of Kol Yisrael.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Shavuot Tov, good strong, good week to come, yes, I, Hashem Yeshua, Shavuot Tov, Chavarim,